WKRV Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeartRadio station.
Hey, hey! Are you ready to get rowdy?
I know something stupid we can do.
What's the worst that could happen?
Live from Sacramento.
From Sacramento.
Overlooking the Cap City Freeway and the picturesque parking lot of the DoubleTree. Perched atop the 93rd floor of the iHeartRadio Media Megaplex. It's the Dog and Show Show.
Ah, Shlama, Lama Ding Dong on a Tuesday.
Good morning, Sacramento.
Dana, score it.
10.
Woo! Got her back. There it is.
Happy Tuesday, 766-9370, the Dog and Joe Show. Cash, we'll start just after the 6 o'clock hour. We'll get it going, 6A to 6P, $1,000 an hour, each and every hour, all the way up until freaking Thanksgiving. It's going to be over $250,000 total in the National Cash Contest, courtesy of iHeart 93.7 The River.
We just realized it was going all the way to the holiday. We're like, all right. Send it through.
I mean, that's insane. Honestly, that's, I mean, we're doing over $250,000, $12,000 a day, every weekday, Monday. I mean, that's stupid amounts of money. That's stupid.
Yeah.
All right, Dana, what did they pick today? Today we brought in, I wish I would have brought it in yesterday, because Ozzy was in town on Sunday for Aftershock. It slipped my mind, but I did find Ultimate Sin. So we got that on vinyl. And today we're going to play Shot in the Dark. They didn't have a choice today. We're just going to play that because that's the best song on the record.
I think that was the only song on there, really, that looked, that I knew.
Yeah, Ultimate Sin, the title track. It got a little bit of love, but not a big, big hit. So I'm going to play this. And if you remember the video, this was a cool video. They were driving to the concert, and there were two hot chicks and a guy. And then when they start pulling up to the concert, the one chick, she starts getting like blue eyes, and then her eyes turn red, and then she turns into like to the devil, and she becomes possessed on the way to the show. It was a great, great video.
Really? Yeah. How you can recall all these videos is beyond me.
It was a fantastic video.
I don't remember that one at all.
Yeah, that's all we used to watch. That's the only reason we had a Curtis Mathis TV, was for MTV. That's all we watched, that and Night Tracks. All right, Joe, anytime you're ready.
I don't even know what a Curtis Mathis TV is.
You don't know what Curtis Mathis is?
No, what is that?
Mathis!
Was that before Sony?
Well, no, I mean...
RCA? I thought RCA was the big one when we were kids.
Yeah, you had RCA, you had Magnavox, you know, you had Zenith, you had all those. But Curtis Mathis, he used to have his own stores. He was uptown. And when you went into Curtis Mathis, you got Curtis Mathis brand stereos and televisions, and it was his own name on it.
Was it really?
Yeah, it didn't go over too good in California. He was kind of come and gone in about 10 years or so. But Curtis Mathis used to be a big...
Well, no wonder I don't know it then, because he was only out here.
Well, no, I think he went all over, though.
Did he?
I think he was out of, like, Texas or somewhere, and he blew up back in the late 60s, 70s, and then it kind of just disappeared.
But he had his own name on the electronics.
Oh, yeah, you'd go in, you'd get your Curtis Mathis TV. Oh, yeah.
Was he popping the old name off and just putting his name on there, or was he actually manufacturing them?
No, I think he'd just get a screwdriver, he'd pop the Zenith. Yeah. Like that place down in Los Angeles that was selling Popeye's chicken. And they were saying it was theirs.
Oh, I heard about this.
We didn't talk about it last week. They were getting Popeye's chicken, and they said it was theirs.
Yeah, yeah.
So
why not?
Maybe that's what Curtis Mathis was doing.
That's hilarious. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
On 93.7, The River.